Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, look. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we gotta get them in here right now. We gotta get them in here.
All right, so look, sell the clothes first, then, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yep. What's up with you? How you doing? Welcome.
You like it, what you see?
kind of love that is so free. One kind of love that's so unique. The kind no one has felt before will soon come to me. But until that day,
I'm gonna put on
falls together. Could it be temporary, or could I be addicted to you? I'm struggling to find myself. See, I'm lost somewhere inside your well. Sweet like honeycomb pie, your love makes me so high. Keeps on taking me higher and higher.
Oh baby, I wanna make you my wife.
me show you what it is to be a real man. I am the door, you are the key. Let's open up a new world, a new beginning. I wanna love you right to me. Oh, I want you to see my whole being. And when you're down, let me carry you on my wing. I'll be an angel, and you can be my queen. How do you know when love is real? When it's real, when it's real. How do you know when love is real? How do you know when love is real?
Baby, please just turn up the speakers. Hear a brother, please, sugar, you're so sweet, just like diabetes. And you don't believe this, I'll show you how it be. Just tease it, me just makes the melodies just feverish, squeamish when I think of we just speaking languages other than English. See, this pristine gleaming team is us. Just don't block, receive this, got to perceive this. Heart on my sleeve is us. Don't stop the speed, this. Don't stop the speed, this. Don't stop the beat, just.
Flyspeak, Peach Open Mic, Part 10, all right? And tonight, as you know, we are committed to bringing you the best and unheard poets or MCs or people you don't know yet, but you're going to find out tonight and be familiar and get yourself completely comfortable with this new style of speak that we call poetry. More importantly, this is for all the poets, MCs, performers, and we have a very, very dope feature as we continue to do these dope features with dope poets and open micers such as yourself from all over the country and all over the nation here as we run through Blog Talk, but we iHeart, we Spotify, we Google Play. It goes over all. Every platform that you could possibly think of. So don't think that you're just lonely just on one network. You're on all of them at the same time, which is kind of cool. All right, so, you know, we want you to call in, vibe, launch a new style of speak, rock out with us, have a good time. And we have some really, really dope folks for you this evening. So if you're ready to do open mic, make sure that you press 1 so that we see you. That's raising your hand so we can see you're here. So just make sure that you hit 1 so we know that you're here. Or, you know, if you're working on a piece on In Between, you can do that too. But let me tell you a little bit about the people that we have for this evening. All right. We have Her Story True and Mina Holliday. Now, Her Story True is a poet, spoken word artist, writer, advocate, aspiring best-selling author, and makes her debut as a published author during the pandemic of 2021. Of course, Her Story True utilized her poetry to share the voice of women around the world who have battled and overcame the difficult times and survived, right? Her website is www.righttolive.net. She also has an Amazon link, and if you go to the event page or you see any advertisements that you see on Instagram, you should be able to get that link, all right? Our second poet is Mina Holliday, poet, mistress of ceremonies, and curator of urban poetry open mics in the nation's capital. For more than 2 decades, Mina has spread the good word from the bottom to the top of the Eastern Seaboard. She's giving a Gen X, no, you hang up first, fight for love kind of vibe. And after a long hiatus, she's slowly creeping back onto the literary scene to reintroduce herself. During her absence, Mina attended undergrad and now is pursuing grad school to complete her degree in communications, focusing on social influence and conflict. All right, and her birthday's coming up on the 21st. So, you know, if you see the advertisement, you want to bless. Well, you want to bless both the poets. Make sure you hit the Cash App, Her Story True, Her Story True, and Cash App is Mina Isms, I'm sorry, M-I-N-A-I-S-M-S. If you feel something, make sure you support. Art is not free. It's beautiful, but... you know, art costs money. So if you guys want to make sure that you donate, make sure that you donate. Hit them up. All right. So in the meantime, in between time, all right, let me start this up. We have a great list of open micers too. So I hope y'all ready for that, because it is going to be some serious business around this piece so that you can see it. And so we're going to open our mics for Her Story True and Mina. All right. Ladies, are you there?
Good evening. Sir. I am.
Her Story.
Good evening.
Mm. hello.
Hello. Her Story.
Thank you.
Mojave, thank you for having me. I'm so serious. This is crazy. You're bringing me out of retirement, sir.
Yeah. And that's the point, though. That's the point. You know, people need to see, hear, and feel your poetry, the both of you. And everybody who's performing tonight, it's the most important. Normally, I just let a lot of things go. But, you know, I'm going to ask you how you want to perceive this, because I normally have started to, like, open everybody's mic so they can give live time conversation, live time, salutation, the roses, if you will. But making sure that people can go and feel your poetry, and you can feel it, so it's not, you're not like in just an environment where it's just us. There's everybody who's here too, you know. I got a lot of people from the Honey Drippers up in here. I got the Voice Angel Kim. I got Lisa Lips. Yeah. I got a few people in here, Rain. It's good stuff. But more importantly, we want to make sure that the vibe is right and that you ladies feel perfectly comfortable in expressing yourselves for this evening. And I think it's going to be super dope. And that's my term. And I know I'm probably going to get some, they were like, yo, you say super dope entirely too much. But I'm like, that's my word. I'm sticking to it. ladies, let me ask you a question. Would you like your mics open? Do you like people to ask you random questions, or do you want me to stick to a script?
I mean, that's fine. I'm cool with the questions.
I don't. Okay. I'm just here. I'm chilling. I didn't smoke one. So whatever everybody wants to do is fine with me.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to open up all the mics that I know that are open. So bring you here. I'm only going to go with the people who have their hands raised up to open their mic. So I'm going to go with Angel Kim, the voice, Honey Dripper, founder of Love and Lyrics, and SIS. Angel Kim, are you here?
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, love.
Hey,
hello.
Angel. How are y'all? That's what's up. I'm excited for tonight.
I am such all a right. fish out of water, I'm telling you. Like, why don't I know these people is what I this is aww. My problem. Why don't I know this energy?
You're going to get to know everybody. You're going to get to know everybody. I also brought in from the Washington State chemistry. Chemistry, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, yeah. Chemistry, how you doing?
I'm good. Ooh, how's
that
y'all
spelled?
K-H. It's spelled phonetically with a K, so it's K-H-E-M-I-S-T-R-Y.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I also brought in one of my favorite Philly Jones, one of my best friends in the entire world, one of the dopest Philly Jones that we know, La Pearl La Negra, host of The Love Zone, host of Saturday. What? Oh, man, I keep forgetting. Like, it's on the tip of my tongue. Poetic Therapy on Saturday. And one-fourth of the Soul Cafe. I'm like, yeah.
So, God is here.
Pearl La Negra.
And God, if any gentlemen are here, gods and goddesses, hello, hello, hello.
Well, the fellas welcome. Haven't pressed one yet, so we're at.
They haven't pressed one yet. All right, well, guys.
Hey, listen, they want you to have all the women to yourself, and, you know, that's really what this is about. Like, have a moment. Enjoy the goddesses.
Okay. Listen. Okay. I will take all the melanin majesty. I take it. Thank you. I receive that. I receive that. Okay.
Yes.
Receive your blessing.
Yes. You're sitting
and
over there not I receive raising it to hit you to be amongst us. What?
Yeah, listen. I take it. Now I'm going to take it and say yes. Thank you. Yes. All right.
That's funny.
From the great state of VA, we have our very own Lisa Lips. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
It is good to be amongst you all.
All right.
Now, can I just say something? Because I'm on a roll, so I might as well. But Lisa Lips, you have that name yet. I want to know.
It was actually given to me because I'm an old school radio jock. I've been around forever, and I was given that name when I worked at a KISS station, and it just kind of stuck.
Oh, KISS, Lips, right. I see it. Okay.
I know, it makes sense.
Why don't I know people? Okay, continue. I'm sorry. Go on. I'm sorry, Mojave. Forgive me, Queen. All right. Forgive me.
No, it's fine. This is your time. So you can ask questions too, because, you know, this is your introduction back to the scene. These people are quite, you know, that's something, these people. These queens are quite excellent in every sense of the word, on every level. You know, they're soulful, they're incredible, they're intelligent, they're super creative, they're bomb. So, I mean, if you're going to meet people, these are the people you want to meet. So.
Definitely.
What's up? Listen, I swear to you, they're my peoples. But before I do that, let me make sure I introduce from the great state of Texas, the shining poetess.
You crazy. You really want the shine in the room?
Yeah. And that's that shine.
Right.
Yeah. I asked for it.
Crazy.
I asked for it.
I'm like, really? Okay. We want this tonight. I'm happy to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be in the room with these wonderful queens. Thank you.
Listen, I don't. Listen, this is a party. It's a party. It's a celebration.
It's a party. Yeah. All
yeah,
right.
Right.
I like who got the Kool-Aid though.
Who got the Kool-Aid? Listen.
My Kool-Aid has mimosa in it, but I can share. I really can. If anybody
I got my cup.
Yeah, I don't have any Kool-Aid, but I got some coconut rum.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
listen,
that works too.
All right. Okay, hold on. Let's get back to the thing. We're going to ask some questions, and then we're going to do some poetry. And I can already tell the poetry is going to start flying around real fast and early. And the energy is right. So first question I want to ask, and ladies, you can chime in if you have a question that you want to ask. You know, as the rules are, whenever I do anything, I understand that my voice is the tone. So, you know, I'll ask you if anything is out of anything, but I know everybody's respectful, so I don't have to worry about it. But I'm going to ask questions. So, number one, her story true. How did you get your name?
How did I get my name?
So, how did you get your name?
I got my name. I came up with it like a couple of months ago. I started working with this coach. And he told me, he said, look, you got to come up with a stage name. And I'm like, okay, so how do I do that? And he started, you know, having a discussion. And I really wanted people to hear my name and kind of get a gist of what my story is. So growing up, there was things that I experienced. And I tried to share that with the adults in my life, with my family, and nobody believed me. So my stage name is Her Story, which is, you know, a play off of my history. And True was because a lot of people discredit my story. My name kind of is meant to kind of add that negativity.
Mm-hmm. Super fantastic. Okay. Mina. When you say Mina-isms, what exactly does that entail?
Well, so my name's Mina, and isms are thoughts or a viewpoint, or I want to just however you define it for me, but this is just how I define life as I see it, and having that name helped me remember to always be myself. I don't need to dumb down or puff up or anything like that. I can just be me. I can relax and be myself, and that should just be amazing. I learned that from one of my elders, who's now an ancestor. She just reminded me to go back to 7-year-old Mina when she first got her heart broken and changed the way she thought about love and people and things. And she used to be brave. She wasn't scared of the boys. She beat up the boys. But things change. Your heart gets broken and you can process it in a healthy way or do what I did and try to find that in every new relationship with every man. So my isms are important to me because they reflect me as I grow into myself, more healthy, more brave, closer to my 7-year-old Mina self. I want to go back to beating up the boys. I mean, I think we should bring that back. Just kidding. All right. That's a long explanation for 3 letters.
Well, listen, that's perfectly fine. And you should beat up boys as long as it's not me. I'm good. I'm good. So during the pandemic, how did that affect both of you ladies' writing? How did that occur? What happened during the course? You know, I see that her story, you know, like you took this time to become an author, you know?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
So,
congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's something I've been working on, we going on 22 years now. I still can't publish not one thing. I mean, I wrote a lot of poems. Just put it in some binding or tell somebody about it. Do something. So with you doing that, oh my God, you inspired me. I'm gonna have to put something out. So how does that
feel to you?
How does that feel?
Oh my God, it is. I still sometimes I see my book and I have to like pick it up every day, touch it, flip through it, because it
smell
is.
Smell it? Do you smell it? Because I would be smelling
I
it.
I do.
Too.
I smell it. I rub it. I caress it. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, I did that.
Are you sure we talking about books?
Uh-oh. Of course.
Are we talking about books?
Of course.
Yes, we are talking about books.
At least he doesn't have the sound effects where, you know.
Right, right.
Down. Anyway.
Mac it, flip it, rub it down. But the pandemic, was my stepping stone. About 4 or 6 years ago, I wrote a piece called Dear Black Girls, and I let my son read it. And he was like, Ma, you have to publish your stuff. Like, somebody needs to hear that. And I played around with it for years and years. And then the pandemic happened. I got laid off and had a bunch of time. And I said to myself, I happened to have been scrolling through Facebook, and one of my old professors talked to her, and she had directed me to a publisher. And I said, you know, within 6 months, I want my book to be live. I want it published. And I made the decision to publish, and my books are poems that I wrote when I was, like, a little kid. Most of them are from when I was, like, 11, 12. 14 years old, and I just felt like it was the moment, you know. I felt like I needed to do that right now because people needed to hear my story, you know. A lot of women and individuals that have experienced things, they needed to, you know, be able to see that they were not alone.
So I'm going to go to Mina. So when you talk about your 2 decades of curating open mics and urban poetry scenes, what are some of the open mics and poetry scenes that you've done in the DMV area?
Wow. So DMV really opened the door for this girl from Miami. My journey started in Miami, but the DMV really opened the door for me and, like, welcomed me in a beautiful way. So I began accidentally, one of the shows got canceled among many of my different hustles, one of the things that I did for money, for living, to feed myself, was to provide my services to people to help them, you know, get their businesses together, find solution for money, you know, revenue raising, just something to help the venue do better. I worked with 12 Lounge at the time it was called. It's closed down now, but it's on 8th Street, on 12th and 8th Street, and I was helping out the owner there. I was there for maybe 2 months, and then their Wednesday night was wide open. They needed something, and it was suggested that I do a poetry night. So I just started opening up the floor. You know, we cleaned the tables off ourselves. It was very low budget, so we got equipment in slowly. Didn't have a steady DJ. Sometimes I was DJing, and Lord knows I did not know my way around any kind, anybody's turntables, buttons, and all that. I just knew. I asked where the on and off is, and how do I switch the songs? That's it. And so it was starting. That's my bottom, and then we ended up having a pretty good run with that, and it opened me up to other people doing events in the city, like Drew. Went by the Broke Baller, and he had spit that. And if you ever come to D.C., you already know that you have to go to church, and that's that spit that. That's where all poets go to church, and it's beautiful like that. The basket that goes around is a dollar to get in. You know, everybody has a dollar to come, and it's packed. People are sitting on the floor. They don't give a shit. They're standing. Some people are doing handstands, whatever, any way just to get in there to the vibe. And from there, when you network and you get to know other poets doing and curators doing what you're doing, your network grows. They come to your event. You come to their event. And it just grows and it grows, and it got beautiful. And I stretched from there to U Street, where I did Poetic Indulgence. And Poetic Indulgence was amazing. You never know who's going to walk through the door and bless the mic. It was always really just open, and the list was full. Poets, if you hungry or whatever, you knew to come to me because I'm going to feed you. You ain't. I negotiate that in my contract, feed my poets, and they all get a drink. I want them to be comfortable. They need their own space. And I make people sign up real early so that I can accommodate them, dietary, all that. I loved all my babies. That's what I call them. And it was, everybody was young, you know, college area, a lot of students from Howard that were poets. So I just really feel like a fish out of water because you guys are all the new. To me, you're new, and it's beautiful, and I love seeing it. I did this for so long and then stopped for a longer time and then came back, and now I'm just wildly ready to do something else. But I'm, you know, in grad school, so I'm going to take it slow. But yeah, those are some of the things. I did Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles. I brought their first poetry night. I did Karma over at the Boulevard. They've never done poetry before me, and I did an erotica night with them. We call it Sporotica, and it was just, it was kind of nasty. It wasn't ready. And then people kept, oh yeah, it was kind of nasty. And I had, you know, I had a good time with that. And I used to do just pop-up ones. So have you ever been to the U Street scene? Are you in our area?
Yeah. No, I'm not in the area, but my brother went to Howard. And so when he went to Howard, he ended up eventually working there. Like, I found that D.C. was my home away from home. And actually, what I said, I don't know, there was this poet named Matt. And he worked in a school, and he actually got me hired to teach there. And I don't know why I didn't take the job for some strange reason, but I met so many DC poets, Ellington Felton. I met a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And actually, I forgot the place that was on U Street, but the band was the Sound Poets.
The house band was called
the Sound Poets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it was
okay.
That. It was the Bohemian Caverns. It was Groove Gumbo. There was
okay.
A few.
Now, did you go to Liz? Yeah. Did you go upstairs from Bohemian to Liz?
No, the funny thing is, like, when I got to Bohemian Caverns, I just immersed myself. But I mean, I was doing crazy stuff. Like I was walking from Howard to I forgot. Like people was like, you walked on thing. It was like so far, like I guess it was like 5 miles. I didn't really know, but it's like you walk.
You're
as far
from,
to D.C.
Like,
it's
New
like
York,
on a hill.
Right?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Long Island originally, but I moved to upstate New York.
Y'all be walking.
so yeah.
Nobody walks more than
was,
a New Yorker.
Yeah, but it was crazy because they was like, you just walked through the worst part of D.C. And I was just like, I didn't know.
Not even, you didn't even know. You probably had some jazz in your ear. You was chilling. You was in another dimension.
Listen. Listen, and it was like, because I walked there and I walked home, and people thought I was crazy. It was like, so they was like, so you went through this particular, like, I don't know what it is after U Street, but if you walk down U Street and then you keep going, and then you walk up this big hill, and then, you know, I forgot the name of that, but it was very artsy and stuff like that. I can't remember the name of that, but they was like, you walked through this area twice and nothing happened to you? I was like, no. they was like people get shot. He was like, yeah, you're not from DC, they shoot you. I was like,
oh yeah, you must have hit Georgia Avenue. You was on Georgia Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So yeah, you hit Georgia Avenue. You're in no man's land. You are anything can happen land. But at the same time, what I love about DC is that people really don't mess with people in this city. They really don't. They mess with, there's old beef that's been going on for centuries that are continuing. These are the Montagues and the Capulets going off on each other. These are family feuds and all that. So when you hear about who's doing what and how it's going down, it's usually family. It's usually someone they know. It's not like the tourists have to worry about, you know, coming to DC and being bothered. It's been gentrified a little more, but people are saying they can't hear the show.
They can't hear it. What do you mean? It's not loud enough?
They can't hear anything. They can't hear us talking or hear the music.
They can't hear. Oh, I know the music is low. I have the music low in the background. I'm wondering.
Is everybody else able to hear it? She can hear now. Disregard. But yeah,
okay.
I would love to her story. I would love to support you, and I want to buy one of your books. And I know my sister; she'll probably want to buy one too. So how do I do that?
I have a Amazon link that I can send you. It should be in my bio too. But also I have books on hand too. So if you wanted to cash at me and I'll mail your book off to you, I'll send it to you.
Okay. Which one do you prefer?
I prefer to send it to you.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna...
And that way I can sign it, you know, and personalize.
Oh, even better. And whoever gets a book today, or I mean that message, gets a signature, an autograph, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now look at this. We're doing business and everything.
Really good. You got to be on the ground with people when they do something. You got to get on the ground and support, you know, especially Black women. We're expected to do things. We're expected to be strong and succeed and do all these things. But it's really tough when you're also have other identities. You're also have other titles and other responsibilities to just do these things. So when we need to stop what we're doing and support our sister and lift her up and congratulate her and encourage her to keep going. And it's not something that she's asking for, but I know that we don't do enough of that, and we probably benefit from it tremendously, because our communities our communities are able to thrive because of what the mamas, what our sisters are doing in the community. They're moving, they're teaching, they're holding it down and loving on and nurturing everybody. It's a beautiful thing. We always got to lift each other up. It's really tough.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've been talking long enough. Now we must have some poetry. To the poetry.
Yes.
So, but before I do that, because we got like 5 minutes, any of you queens want to ask these queens a question? This would be the appropriate time now. Amy,
I guess I would want to ask any of the queens, what is their motivation? You know, what motivates them to do their art? What drives them?
Okay, well let's speed round this. Let's start with our features, and then we'll run through. So we'll try to do quick answers because 10 o'clock we're gonna let it rip. We're gonna fly, and we're just gonna tear stuff up. So if y'all ready, it'll be happening. So her story true. What motivates you?
People stories, life. My kids, my grandchildren.
Okay. Mina, what motivates you?
PTSD.
Explain.
Oh, I thought we didn't have time because, you know, I can go. So I just wanted to just put that out there. We all suffer from something. So... it's the only thing that motivates my writing these days. Just bringing it back to 7-year-old Mina for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into that later. We'll get into that deeper, and maybe I might put that answer in a poem.
I'm gonna put that in the parking lot, and we'll return to it after we go round or two. All right. Then I'm gonna start with Angel Kim. Angel Kim, what motivates you?
Whew, what motivates me? My family motivate me. My passion for life motivates me. Just love. Love motivates me. Plain and simple.
Okay. Chemistry. What motivates you?
Love, empathy, and healing motivates me.
Beautiful. LaPro Lanega, what motivates you?
Everything that exists in life, just being alive, is motivation. I can look around and pick 1,000 things in one corner, and it would motivate me. Everything.
Okay. Lisa Lips, what motivates you?
Much like Mina said, PTSD, the things that I've gone through, my poetry has always been my therapy.
Okay, that's what's up. Shining poet, what motivates you?
Anytime that I can motivate, inspire, encourage, and entertain through poetry, I'm going to do it. And any opportunity I have to do that is going to motivate me to keep going and keep doing it. So, yeah, as long as there is a willing ear and they want to hear me, I'm going to do that. Definitely.
Wow. Now, I added someone else. I didn't know who it was, but it's area code 484. Who may I ask for speaking?
Yes, this is Blaze.
Hey, Blaze, what's happening?
Nothing much, sir. How you guys doing? How's everybody else?
We good. So Blaze, let's ask for the question, bro. Good brother. What motivates you?
God and everything he's given me, all the trials and tribulations I've been through and survived them, people, all the people that I hear consistently on the radio, on the blog talk radio shows, you know, just people in general, and just like La Perla Negra says, you can pick like 1,000 people, 1,000 things in a corner and all of them motivate you because Everything that you see around you has a story, and it's something you can write about.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get to this poetry. It's 10 o'clock. Matter of fact, let me do station identification, and then let's get to it. Let's get into it.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I said we're going to do station identification, and then we're going to get into it. So hold on for 1 second while I get this ready, because I'm slow with this. All right. Let's try this out. Hopefully I got the right one.
This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase in online radio. This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase in online radio. This is Epiphany Radio, the next phase. This is Epiphany Radio. This is Epiphany Radio, the next phase in online radio. This is
You know what? Make fun of me. I was on mute the whole entire time. I even looked
wow.
at the because I knew they was gonna be like, "Yo," because I know Angel and I know the Pearl, and they're gonna be like, "He's on mute. He's on mute. I bet you
yep.
he's on mute." And I'm running my too. Lips. All right.
I
so,
knew you
so.
Were saying something. I'm like, he probably on mute talking himself to death.
I was talking crazy. All right. So let me just reset. This is the Epiphany Radio Universe Presents Fly Speak Feature Open Mic Part 10, featuring our features tonight, Her Story True and Mina Holiday. And we're going to start with one of our features, Her Story True. Do you have a piece you'd like to share?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, we'll mute our mics personally, and the mic is yours.
Okay, so this piece is called Mama. It can be found in my book, Me First. Hey, Mama. What did I do to make you treat me this way? Am I your greatest disappointment or your worst mistake? Will you ever be able to see me in somehow, Mama? I feel like I'm caught in this cycle trying to make you see me, Mama, love me, Mama, like me, Mama. But you know, that's just it. I see it for what it really is. I'm a big girl now, Mama. You can be honest with me, Mama. Oh, Mama, they said you never wanted me. You can tell me, Mama, is it true? Did you birth me just to make him pay? Now it's backfired. You force on me the blame. All I ever wanted was you, Mama. No gimmicks, no tricks. Will you ever be proud of me? I'm so sorry. You seem to get so angry whenever I'm around. I never meant to bring you shame. I never asked for all of this, Mama. I've tried for so long, Mama. I try to keep earning your love and acceptance, Mama. I tuck the corners in my bed. I even clean my room, Mama. It just seems the harder I try to convince you to love me, Mama, the more you try to make me seem less than. Is this really what you think I deserve, Mama? I just needed you just to be my mama. That's all. Her Story True. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, give a round of applause for Wow. That's totally true.
Yeah.
I got you.
So powerful.
That was amazing.
Okay, thank you, her story too. Definitely appreciate that.
No, I'm just saying.
You're welcome. Gratitude.
Yeah.
That was super emotional and powerful.
Man, I felt
that. That
was
amazing.
Oh,
gracious. All right. Oh, my God. Well, the reaction that I have, listen, I have a poem about my mom, and I don't deliver it like what you just did, like what you just did to us all. And I will do better. But I'm inspired by all the pain that I could hear in that piece. I'm inspired by it because we need to talk about it, and we don't. We need to deal with it, and we don't. We need to heal from it, and we won't. So I'm really inspired by that. The pain that you were able to express, that just tells me so much about your process and your journey to healing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Mina, do you have a piece that you'd like to share?
I mean, but I'd be redirecting the ship altogether. I feel like we should let someone else go to follow that. I'm gonna bring us around to where I'm at today when it comes to a lover. Is that okay with everyone? If y'all want to go
to that's perfectly fine.
Yes.
Listen,
okay,
this is your time. It's open mic. Do what you will.
Right.
Do what you must. The mic is yours. We're going to mute ourselves.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Blake.
Yeah.
What was her name?
That was her story true. We'll catch you up. We'll catch you up. We got to get to the poetry, bro. We're going to catch you up.
Okay.
All right. So Mina, it's the mic is yours. We're gonna mute ourselves, and the mic is yours.
Okay, well I'm taking this with me. Y'all heard him. All right. So, this is called "No More Mrs. Nice Guy." Okay, so that's where I need your head to be right now. No more Mrs. Nice Guy. All right. There are some decisions we'll make in our lives that we can't help but regret. There'll be some people we'll fall in love with that we wish we could forget. With every page turned, there'll be cuts that burn, and there won't always be answers to our whys. So when it comes to my heart, no more Mrs. Nice Guy. They say don't judge a book by its cover, but that cannot apply to finding a lover. I like what I like, so he better be a brother, and it's a must that we be attracted to each other. And for God's sake, he's got to be honorable. Liars are less than favorable, and I don't need to lead some fairy tale fable or have my chair pulled out at every table. But it'd be nice if he didn't let the doors hit me as I pass through. It'd be nice to know we could disagree about anything and still be cool. He got to be smooth like no other, but chill and nobody sucker. I ain't into chasing a man, making him mine forcefully. He got to be mine because that's what he wants to be. And drama? No, that ain't for me. And he's got to handle his with class and humility. So I don't need to be in his presence all the time. Just as long as that when I'm out of sight, I'm not out of mind. That sounds too much like single life. And that won't work if I'm aiming for why? I don't want to be strung along on aimless highways. I need clarity and communication. Every time my heart's been broken, I wept. And every time I saw telling signs, I slept. I stopped blaming everyone else because I always had a choice.
but I chose instead to ignore the sound of reason, beautiful, mean voice. I'm not making the same mistakes. I love myself, and I'm willing to wait. I want the best of everything on the menu. I'll no longer be bitter over what men do. I know what I want, and I can't afford to be shy. So when it comes to my heart, no more Mrs. Nice Guy.
Thank you, Chris.
My sister's over here giving me snaps, y'all.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you, baby.
No, thank you. Thank you. Nothing like.
Love it.
Love is the great weight. Love is the great weight. All right. So, all right. So, are y'all ready? Are you two ready to hear some other poets? Her story.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So I'm just running down the line. I'm going to ask Angel Kim first if she has something she'd like to share. Angel Kim?
Hey, y'all. Can y'all hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. You sound good.
We can hear you.
All right. Yeah, I have something I can share. First of all, amazing feature for y'all. I'm definitely enjoying this. I'll do this piece here. It's called The Cost of Freedom. Here's a dose of reality for some of you living in La La Land. Freedom is never free. It never has been and never will be. Freedom has cost us more than we should ever have to give. It's cost us our blood, sweat, and a lot of lost tears. It's cost us our fathers, sons, and brothers, as well as our mothers, daughters, and sisters, but we have to keep in mind that freedom is never going to be free. It was bought with, we need to place value on it. We must defend it like our ancestors did from those who would take it away at the blink of an eye, from those that would rather just see that we didn't exist, from those that would tell us to go back to the places that they stole us from those that look at us and feel threatened by our very existence. Threatened that we breathe the same air that they do. Yet, we're good enough to plow their fields and pick their cotton, clean their homes and cook their meals, raise and nurse their kids, breed, fucking do their bidding. But we're not good enough to eat off their plates, go to their schools, live in their neighborhoods, or share the same space. We can't even step out of our doors without being Karen. We go to the park, Karen. We go to the store, Karen. We go to restaurants, Karen. We go to the zoo, and Karen. So stop taking freedom for granted when it is such a rare commodity. Some of you won't even understand this until yours is snatched away when they slam those metal gates and throw away the key. If you don't value yours, at least think about your kids. Because they are being snatched each and every day without anyone speaking a word, never to be seen again until their bodies are brought home and laid to rest. And some never even make it past that. If you really want to know the cost of freedom, look in the mirror, I challenge you. Because they're staring back at you. You will see why our ancestors fought so hard to be free. If you would just try to make freedom free, we would forget all that we lost along the way and why we are here today. We would be extinct, no longer here. We would be, family lines would be broken and we would be wiped out one by one. But never forget that true freedom is never free. It never has been, and it never will be. Paul.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, bringing it tonight. Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. Loved it.
Yes, indeed. Mojave. I have to go, and I'm so sorry, everyone. I really had a good time, and I'm going to be listening in. I'm right here listening. Y'all can't get rid of me, but I definitely have to go. I really am thankful, so thankful for this opportunity to be among you, and I'm so inspired. And poetry has changed so much since I left the scene. And this is my first time doing a feature. And you have no idea how honored I am by that. And I know you do a little bit. We talked before the show. But I'm so grateful to you. I'm grateful to the platform and the space you've all given me to speak today. So I'm looking forward to the rest of this open mic and the experience and the rest of your story, her story. I'm so excited to hear the rest. So please forgive me and also enjoy yourself, and I'll see you guys around the poetry world. I'll see you around. Thank you for having me again.
Definitely.
Okay.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mina. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting. And thank you for agreeing. And we'll keep plugging you in. All right?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Good night. Peace, y'all.
All right.
Peace.
So that was one of our features. Mina was here, but, you know, we're going to keep the party going. We're going to go to Washington State's finest, Chemistry Williams. Chemistry, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Do you have a piece for us?
Yes, I do have a piece. I'm going to say a piece that is similar to her story, True. Her piece resonated with me, and I just want her to know that she's not alone. I have a very similar story, so I want to share my piece called Waiting.
The mic is yours.
I presented myself unadorned and afraid, showing bravery but scathed by the love my mother laid to rest when she bathed herself in isolation. I was willing to do the unearthing, digging to the surface the thing that was hurting us. What's worse than dealing with one is dealing with two broken hearts. We parted ways and regrafted relationship time again, trying to mend what is broken. My heart breaks with the tremors of the most powerful earthquakes for my mother's sake. Her I love yous were labored with guilt that made her stand still when she had to face me. That paralyzing fear of caving created a deeper grave than the one I was unearthing. Who ever knew my mother was proud of me besides the people she pretended for? I never heard those words escape her lips unless it slipped in response to someone else mentioning my accomplishments. She ignored my scores of attempts to reach out. The unanswered calls were endless. The requests for her time were useless. It's been years and she's not seeking peace, though she's the instrumental piece in our healing. I bent over backwards and did all the tricks, but she wasn't drawn to my acts of kindness. My timeless invitation for her to fix this were not accepted and left me feeling abandoned, so I crawled in on hands and knees, begging for the relief that we so desperately needed. I reached out until my arms were sore from reaching, back aching, but I persistently held out, arms shaking from the fatigue that plagued me when she never reached back. My body finally crumbled under the pressure. I collapsed into the sorrow that made Seattle's gray skies seem colorful, my feeble body trying. I hold the skeleton of who she can be in my closet, bare bones, bearing all that hurt. I held my breath and waited for that text, but the waiting kept waiting and waiting longer.
unmoving. So the waterfall that became my eyes cascaded over my cheeks as I wondered how she sleeps at night. And in the midst of all the pain, I still want to hear her say, "Hi, daughter." So I wait. Another year for her to reflect and gain introspection into how she can reconnect with the life she birthed. A new beginning, a rebirth, but she cannot carry on relationship. Though she failed me and I forgave her, I know she feels like a failure. The burden of that actuality is collapsing on her, making it difficult for her to present herself, unadorned and afraid, but available to give a mother's love, willing and ready to be met so we can take the steps towards our healing. And that's the poem.
Man, you guys are bringing some serious material tonight. Mm. Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
I love that. Thank you.
All right. Y'all slinging them right now. Y'all slinging these pieces. All right. We're going to go to one half of the Love Zone. My favorite Philly John, La Perla Negra. Do you have a piece for us?
I do. It's untitled, but it's still a piece.
All right. Well, come on with the come on.
All right. You've looked in my eyes 1,000 times, and I've often wondered, can you hear them say I love you? I imagine what it's like making love to you, kissing your lips, tongue in my mouth while you're inside me as I rock with you, creating a steady, consistent rhythm, skin on skin, body to body, bonding, becoming one. Our pores dripping passion into the sheets, filling the air with the scent of us as I whisper moans of, I'm forever yours. While our souls hold each other's hearts. I shared this dance before, so if given just one wish granted, it wouldn't be for money or material wealth, but for a time for you to understand all the times when my eyes spoke, I love you, for you to understand I want to deal with you in a capacity that no one else gets to, because I have the capacity to hold that space for you, as long as you open space for me. For you to understand that I really do give a shit about you, about us, and about everything that comes along with us, becoming us. For you to understand that I will never shut you out, turn on you, or turn my back on you. That I won't harp on when you make mistakes to make you feel bad. I want to be your escape. Your light through all the hurt and chaos and pain and to simply brighten your day. And that's their piece.
Smoking hot.
Thank you.
Come on with the come on. Fresh ink. Fresh.
Yes, yes.
With the freshness.
Yo, I'm sitting here hitting my mute button like I'm on Clubhouse to clap.
No, you don't get to hit the mute button on the Clubhouse, but thank you. You can actually be like, yo, what's good? We're going to go from a La Perla Negra to VA's finest, Miss Lisa Lips. Lisa, do you have a piece for us?
I do. My piece is more in the vein of what her story did as well. It's called
Come
Darkness.
On with the come on.
Hey, it's kind of dark in here, but not the kind of darkness that chills you to the bone, more like warm and hidden away, away from everything, everything I was never taught how to get through. I've been existing here for a long time now. I mean, I do go out into the daylight sometimes, but usually I'm still unseen. Unless, of course, they want something they think I can give them. And I do try to reach for the spotlight sometimes because everyone wants a chance to be seen and heard, but lukewarm responses only give me the feeling that I should have just stayed in the shadows. And sharp comments meant as jokes make me wish I had just kept my mouth shut, because no one cares what I have to say anyway. You see, I was born here, and I did try to get out, but I was told that wasn't why I came, by those who created me, because they had their own design for my life. So they made me believe I wasn't like everyone else. I wasn't that special. So I stayed here and did what I was told, followed their rules and tried not to seem stupid. And I saw them. I saw them telling others the opposite of what I was told. And when I questioned it, they said they didn't care about the others because I belonged to them. And I had a duty to fulfill until they no longer needed me. And now that they're gone, I don't know how to be free. So I live here in the darkness, getting paler and less of what I imagine myself to one day be. It's not what I want, but it hurts less to not be sure you're unwanted than to go out in the sun and prove it to be true.
Come on. I'll give up for Lisa Lips.
Yeah.
So y'all just decided collectively we just gonna come in here and we gonna throw elbows during fly speak. we just gonna come in here and throw some elbows. Well, we don't care what you're doing, you're just gonna get hit with a belt, throw them bows. I suppose it's not going to get any better because we're going to go from you to shining poetess. How's that shine? You ready?
I'm
what you got
always
for us?
Ready. You feel it? I'm always ready. Yeah. Always.
Come
why
on.
Are you making noises?
Well,
what's going on over there?
Because I just know okay? I'm already making the stank face because I know you about to drop it. So come on. The
wow.
mic is yours.
Wow.
I know you. Oh, you are what?
I'm going with the vibe. The vibe is like dig in, talk about real life. So that's the type of piece I'm doing right now. I'm talking about real life.
All right, cool.
Talking
come
about
on,
jackass. I'm going to put them on the front line today. Okay, so. Not you. Other one.
I didn't think it was me.
I didn't think it's not you. You my dude. But this piece, I talked about it before, with the whole vibe with, you know, there are guys out there that, you know, just do women wrong. So, you know, that's what this is about. This whole piece is about a situation that one of my friends got into. And it's called Reciprocate.
We are created to love. As the workmanship of our Creator, nothing greater. At least that's what the good book says. So, why do the hearts molded to love end up in the hands of those that use it as a weapon of mass destruction? Though we mad love, mad heart, putting ourselves out there, our hearts end up hard and hardly understanding why something that is so easy to say ends up so damn difficult to get back here the way I sent it out. Love has to be returned for it to be real. Real challenging to give myself totally when there's nothing truly coming back to me. I'm trying to keep it together after you multiplied my hope and subtracted your presence and divided your loyalty, adding it to another. I mean, I hate math, but I've been forced to learn the hard lessons from the professor of arithmetic, ticking all the boxes pointed at Slick. No treat, just the trick, but I'm refusing to be a Vic. But if computations were acutely angled by your assholian tendency, it's been clearly calculated I'll never be able to solve all the problems I have with you for me. See, I've given so much of myself away that there's nothing left. Pieces of me walking around everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of say words will never hurt me when the word love is correctly. You directly input
it. Oh, I was about to say, it was only on 2 minutes, even though they say to put it on the back, say to put it on.
Ooh, oh, but I thought over, I heard voices.
Okay. Yeah, no, go
see,
ahead.
I've given
ahead.
So much. As, what, start over? No, I can just take
no, I'm just saying you can continue. I knew who it was.
I can
but continue. Go ahead.
Thank you. See, I've given so much of myself away that there's nothing left. Pieces of me walking around everywhere. It's a whole lot to say words will never hurt me when the word love isn't used correctly. You directly inputted yourself into a woman's life to get access to the internal workings of her heart and her thoughts. And she thought by saying yes, that would free up space for her in your life permanently. But if you knew from the beginning she would only be there temporarily, why bother? You claimed on day one of intimacy you would never fail me, and that same me is confused how the test taker didn't even show up for the exam, see? I mean, really, see, sir, perhaps you should examine yourself instead. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Are you looking like you're looking from the funhouse? No doubt you've been clowning for a while. Now, you said it's your style, but I say you need to change the image and reflect and project one that portrays that you will protect the hearts of women, not leave them picking up the pieces after it's been broken, throwing us a needle and thread, asking us to teeth it together after the remnants of it end up on life support. Now, if you ask me, where do broken hearts go? To the graves, if you're not careful. I guess it's our choice that ultimately tells the tale, but being real, the characters I invited to my story were supposed to tip the scales, but the counterweight is the counterfeit. Heaven sent on the surface, but hell bent to bask in the rays of the sun, absorbing that energy, drowning in that synergy, making me believe the waters would stay calm. But it ended up being the quiet before the storm. Now I'm treading tumultuous waters, no life jacket in sight after jumping into the deep end of what should have been love, not a do not give up because you will drown fight. Thank God the inner shine is stronger than those that tried to dim my light. The strength that it took to walk away I can't convey. It would be easy to allow the wounds from my broken heart to bleed on those that did not cut me. Matching their energy is not easy because I'm just not built that way. Rooted and grounded in Yahweh, I can't let it change me. I'm a being to shine despite the dark that hit my heart. I won't be an amputee cutting it off before a real man feels the need. So be it. No matter how much it hurts, love must bend. Someone who had no reason reasonably ended up making me stronger in the end. Yes, I'm a lot more cautious about those I allow in the yard. Tell me from the sidewalk just what you want because my heart is my charge. I mean, if you're able, because a real man will be able to step up to the plate and handle that after another man left the table. So what will you bring? Aside from the audacity to step to me, look through me, cause me to fall without any intention of catching me. Catch this. I'm good to tell you to take that with you, not letting the door hit you where the good Lord splits you till you split. Yeah, I'm good. Till then, my request is simple. Simon says love me, loyally, the way love should be given and received sacrificially, knowing you'll get it back, King. Both crowns will be shining like the best wine left breathing before presenting it in fine dining. I guess I'm saying I'm biding my time, leaving memories of you and the residue you left behind. It's clear some things can't be fixed and there are no tools to do the job anyway. You didn't stay. So why should the one that will stay have to pay?
I must not only close the book, but rip out that chapter as if the words that captured you never existed. Holding on to that hurt is like death gripping a slipping rope, when letting it go will serve to assist the healing, the closure, and that new life that will find you. Till then, please, don't let it change you. God's time, and don't give too late. I won't take the bait, compromising anything less than that one that will have me in good hands, like I'll stay for everyone else, knowing that we straight, my mate won't hesitate to equate this perfect eight that will create a direct line to this dying eight. I know it will be a mandate to love his helpmate, and I sure enough will be ready to reciprocate. And that's that time. Thank you.
Yes.
Come on.
That is definitely that shine.
That's all right. That's that shine. All right, so we're gonna go from you to back to Philly. We're gonna go to Blaze. Blaze, are you ready?
Shit, I really don't know if I'm ready this time. Like, with all the shit I heard, good God, y'all are bringing
the
funk of 40,000 years, like ready. Michael Jackson said way back in the day.
Ooh, we like you. It's okay.
Well, come on, Blaze, with the come on. Are you ready? The mic is yours.
Oh, boy. Okay. I need to speak to you. Speak to me. This may come as a surprise, but you weaken me, and all at the same time, you bring out that freak in me frequently. You be trying to find out where that freak went. See, he comes and goes, being that freak when, see, he ain't even trying to be on that frequency. But this freak wins. See, you step into the unknown, unleashing his front bone. He knows you've not met his alter ego, so when you open the door to frequency, he likes to dive in deep into your frequencies. And once he starts beating up those ABs, your frequencies are going to start going crazy. He going to leave you balled up in the corner, still having multiple orgasms, looking like frequencies choking you into, through, and past your soul with these deep, and giving it to you so nice that you're going to feel it deep in knees. If I was Oriental, they'd call me a deep in knees, nickel-plated quadrillionaire with a deep pin, ease off the acceleration. Why? Because he ain't built like this XXL in order to XXL her ration. I mean, her ration up when you leave me. What? To beat up them guts. Yeah, her back hit up. Let me back it up before I let her back get up. Stroking real deep just a couple of more times. Watch her back hiccup. I felt the need to play and feel that place in she, even assisting you to find complacency as I blatantly burst open hastily the floodgates in she, tasting she, wasting not even one iota of D. R.I.P. from her C.L.I.T. In other words, I sent her clit home, told it farewell as it was welfare for it to rest in peace. I feel somehow I fell in she, and I'll listen. Don't get it twisted. I'll cap Larry if they try to say that I'm speaking in vain because I'm imprisoned in one of her cells. Yo, I'm loving the smells. I'm rubbing her wells just so they don't run dry like Canada. She said no questions. She wants to feel all this stamina. Asked me to photograph each moment with my mental and her emotional camera. And yes, I can. Again, no need to ask. Can I? Duh. Because she like my pole heavy. told me, stop trying to be polite. She wants me to be that pressure to bust her, leaving her with unrepairable broke pipes. She confirmed tonight that she wants me to demolish her good and make sure my hood could leave it unrecognizable to the very point of near decimation, or to take it a bit further, decimated disintegration. I'm like, damn, you want no traces of it at all? She said, no. I wanted to be a dismal, evaporated cremation, so I had no choice but to send her through my very own incinerated steam station. Listen, the way she put it is that it was almost a sin to live. So I transformed into this way beyond primitive thing waiting. Baby girl, I want to be subdued by your cream caked in, hating on anything else that can even vaguely be described as a substitution. This time around, I was just here for your nut and fruits and how your butt produced and showed two bends. Nah, listen, fuck your two friends. But upon my return, see, this journey, I'm going to have you laid out on a gurney due to becoming a glutton, digging way deep down in your button and so far back that I make love to your ancestral past where your roots stem. I feel together, we're double trouble. We make a lovely couple. I'm done. It's over. We mix well like mimosa, so we might as well get closer than close. Sweeter than sweet. My beyond sexy-ass cute friend, because we show enough make a cute blend. Blaze, cute blend.
Y'all give it up for Blaze.
Whoa.
You're filthy. You're dirty. You're dirty. Blaze is like, come on over here. I got this mud for you right here. I'm about to throw this on you real quick. Just to give you
the story's all wet.
He ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, I'm
Blaze. All right. We gonna return back
like
to you.
Whole 8-9 hours before I started it this morning and I finished it sometime this afternoon. So,
well, we gonna come back to you. We gonna go to area code 713, and I believe this is Sir Lawrence, but I'm not sure. Is this you, Sir Lawrence?
Indeed, sir. How's it going, man?
I read it. Wait. La Perla Negra. I read a number. I got it.
Gosh. You know what? You did. I'm so proud of you. Look at my baby growing
up.
So,
they be making fun of me all the time. Listen. Epiphany Radio, they a bunch of bullies. They be making fun of me. You don't know who the number is? I be like, I don't know none of the numbers. They be like, Mojave, how long you been doing this? I be like, I've been doing this long enough.
Right?
I don't be knowing people's numbers. Like, you didn't know who my
you
number?
Ain't my...
I'm like, no. Huh?
No, man, you in, sir. You are in. You,
all right, well,
you know, you platform, you. Everybody on this point, not poetry, you in.
I was trying. All right, so, all right, let's go in. So, Sir Lawrence, you got a piece for us?
I got a piece. It's a little transition from the pad we on, but it's, you know, everybody's been hot.
Sir Lawrence, it's an open mic. So I just ask, just for the record, no 10-minute poems. Just nobody else. We ain't got a lot of time. It's school night. All right. All right. So come on, Sir Lawrence. One time for the one time. The mic is yours.
Immaterial. While skinning in the skin I'm in, uncoupled from the chattel prod, using an unused portion of my brain, reconnecting with Mother Earth, filling her dirt, blades of grass like fingers between my toes, letting the earthing begin. It's skin 30, and we won't hesitate to go completely against the natural order. How is it everything man has made has to be grounded to her, then convince us, the same ones this earth gave birth, to shun her because everything about her is an inconvenience? She gave us linen, wool, cotton, hemp, and even silk. We would rather have dry-fitting, elasticized polyesters releasing chemicals through our skin. Ash to ash, dust to dust. Ever notice the shade of green the grass the cemetery has? Sir Lawrence.
Come on. One time, Sir Long. One time for the one time.
Thank you.
Smooth with it. All right, so we're gonna go from you, Sir Lawrence. We're gonna go over here to, I believe, Erico 973. Erico 973, who may I ask to speak?
This is Weena.
Yeah, I want to be wrong.
Hello. Oh my God, you guys are on fire tonight. Got me in my feelings.
All right, that's what's up. So what you got for us? I hear music in the background. You about to do it to us with some music?
Okay, we'll leave the music on there.
All right. Come on.
We'll make it
a
part of it.
We all mute our mics. The mic is yours.
Okay. All right. You're just like your mother. Lips the color of purple yam, hips carrying the weight of a rice-heavy plate, waist braced, laced and boned, binding a 40-year colic. Racing heart pinned under the big titties of a yellow cow, smile sewn thin from a cab regins, grins, won't let the curse out, won't let life end. There's a sepia fog of monkey dog, electric blue anxieties, colored her room too, liars batting lashes, tickled to inappropriate laughter. Coffee beige teeth, play me like piano keys. She knew a lot. She should have known better. You're just like your mother, right down to the letter. I have no pictures of my mother, of her face, of her skin, plastered, Kodachrome, faded, sun sepia'd, soft as butter. Sweet as her caramel cake from scratch. I have no pictures of her. Where motion is focused and arms are virtual, the images escape me. I have no memories of holding her hand. I have no pictures of how she danced with her eyes closed and her arms raised. There are no more mention of her inventions, her intentions. There are no shells grown over with dust where her memories are held. There are pictures of her body aging, ashen, ironclad in moxie, lips thinned, darkened from Newport's 100s, or cools if the money was funny. There are flat dead things pressed in color on flat dead trees of the shell that she bought through hell. Her eyes, rimmed in coal outline, a burn to wax with a lighter. I watch her as I suck my thumb. She lined her lips in the same dark tint, then blended it in with a red pen. By the end, she looked amazing. I imagine images of her 5-foot-something tiny, growing tinier. Damn, there's that one picture of that one day when the disease of her existence had worn her thin, like her hair, a tuft of downy fur. Those photos were not her. There are no pictures. Some cultures believe that when you take a picture of someone, you take a piece of their soul. So no, there are no pictures of my mother's skin, the color of the savanna dirt that she craved before our birth, or how she held the energy of a room like static electricity. There is no place beside my mind where a true image of you lives, where the smell of cut oil, tussy, and black gel wrap around me like your arms. In my mind, I see it like a dream. When I was all of 15, I ran to you and jumped in your bed, crying, round face, red stretch marks urging, a rounding belly, rounding out another concentrically cursed circle. I remember how you held me like one might fractured legacy porcelain. Yayo played on the radio as I cried in stereo, there are no words, like there are no pictures where I can find my mother. The pages of history grown over like graves where you left your blood but not your mark. I want to remember you visceral. I want to laugh with you about the time you thought it was a good idea to chase the children in the projects around with a dead bird, or the time you asked me to come visit you in the hospital only to find you waiting to scurry away as if it was a getaway car. If you were, as if you were held there against your will, I want to swallow every bitter pill. I want to see a picture of your soul, the part of her, the part of you that never got to grow old, the part of you that gets to grow wings, not held down by the trivial things like failed plans and dope sick days, life reminding you of the message you made, bad days outweighing the good days. I want to take a fresh lick thumb to the tears that always seem to be running down your face in some state in my memories. I want our inner children to braid silk ribbons into each other's hair. I want to watch them run and play without the weight of its of our past mistakes. A paradise like a fresh blank page where I can hold space without the pain. The image in my mind remains. I just want to see my mother. And that's at peace.
Absolutely powerful. Damn. And beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
Damn.
Wow.
What? Yo, I've never heard. God damn, Zwina. I've never heard you get into your
Thank
pieces
you,
like that. And the music was really a really nice touch. I can't wait to the playback. I'm going to listen to that again.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the...
Y'all just,
thank you for the...
Y'all just doing it. Yeah, listen.
Amazing.
Man, listen. Y'all throwing bows tonight. I'm going to be really bad at this. I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to say. But I'm just going to say area code 506. Who am I speaking?
Lady A.
Hey, Lady A. I kind of figured, but I wanted to make sure.
I was trying to listen to it. It was just beautiful.
Thank you. Well, thanks, Selena, Lady A. Do you have a piece for us this evening?
I do.
Yes, you do.
It's called
right,
Cage
so
First.
The mic is yours.
See the birds feed on me until there's nothing left to see. And flutter and hover around my bones, ribbons of blood braid life unknown. Build their nests within my chest, feast on blood at their behest. Avian creatures, scarlet red, peck and pick at my swollen head. Icy blue eyes brimmed with tears, trapped in a cage these many years. Sorrow buried all her life, kept in a drawer next to the knife. Rouge birds pecked my head, sanguine, bloody deathbed. Pressure mounts, spinal fluid leaks, brain, cranium fluids ounce. Pick, peck, pierce my neck, bleed an ocean, I am shipwrecked. There is no shame in bleeding red, spilling pain while sorrow sheds. Truth let loose sets free my soul, climbing out of my dark black hole. Now you know my facade covers lonely, painful scars and poems.
Oh, my God.
So y'all just decided. So everybody, y'all had a meeting before this show. Did y'all have a meeting before this show and said, fuck it. We're throwing elbows. We're doing the Superfly snooker. We're jumping off the turnbuckle. We getting everybody. Everybody's getting verbally body slammed. That's what's happening. Okay.
They bringing the heat tonight.
All right, so, I see. Now, area code 484. Is this Blaze? Area code 484.
No, that's just
hello,
Yogi Joe. Scar.
Oh, this is who?
Scar.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Say that again. Yeah, no, say that again. Who is it?
Scar.
Oh, Scary. Hey, it's Scary. Hey, thank you for coming, good brother. All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, also from Philly, actually in New York now, my bad, New York, the good brother, Honey Dripper, Scary. So what you got for us, good brother, one time for the one time?
There we go.
All right, the mic is
Let's
yours.
Not get... Let's not get this confused or misconstrued. You knew what this was. You know how we do. Girl, you know there's rules to this, discretionary jewels to this. We agreed to be discreet. Never tell the teeth, keep between the sheets. Leave it out the streets, never heavy, far from messy. This was supposed to be a neat treat, a light snack like a little Debbie. We were supposed to play like besties. I was supposed to have you bussing, gushing like when they broke the levees. I thought you peeped. This was supposed to be a TLC creep. Now you feeling Cisco incomplete. I never make a promise I can't keep. So tell me how 5 steps from in my bed, you trying to switch up what this looks like mystique. It was almost idealistic. Almost asked you to bring a friend and get hedonistic. On beat, I'd pull out beat on my chest, silverback style, turn beast, gorilla grip your hips and beat them cheeks. I'd stop just to take a sip of a mystic. You been eating pineapples lately. I could taste it. When I said mystic, I wasn't talking juice in a bottle, more like yoni juice from a melanated model. Lord, have mercy. The way your ass jiggle and wobble, I'll beat it till your legs sore, but you like it, so you giggle and hobble. I swear it's Thanksgiving the way you gobble up my meat after stuffing it in you. They trying to holler at who? These dudes ain't got no business putting a pecker near your plump pussy portal. Bedroom bliss is only for exhibitionists that can snorkel in your flower bed and give you a moral oral till you flowing off the bed like paranormal possession. Every session far from formal, lick every morsel of your floral garden until you calling for God from a mere mortal. I'm a bad botanist. I keep making you feel the flywood again and again. Praise at your temple. Your tempo makes me bow and say amen. I could testify. Because when she bear it all, I bear witness. Come test my pole fitness. You finna get all this thickness. Telling your girlfriends you ain't scared of the size, but it's what he could do with that magic wine between his thighs that got you bitching. Echoes of cervix love taps got you twitching. Oh, damn. I done fucked up and got your matrix glitching. Told you not to say nothing, but it's so good you snitching, predicting like Morpheus, some designated divine symmetry, how you gon' have a baby and we be a trinity. I must have messed up your Neo. Cortex. Going deeper than a cortex with a lost string. Started off wanting just a fling. You ain't want a man, just a friend with benefits. But this metaphysic thick stick wave riding that ass like I'm surfing the Pacific got you terribly terrified of feeling this terrific. You had a vivid visit of an explicit snippet. Now you acting livid trying to pivot into something more than a little fun like a widget. It's probably because it feels like my dick knows to rot. I Daniel Sun missed in Miyagi Joe walls. Wax on, wax off, circular motion, smoother than lotion. That's law. She juggled my balls, said she wanted to hold the next generation. I said, I can give you a taste of the future, but you got to drink in moderation because you can get drunk off this kind of creamy condensation. Truthfully, I was contemplating taking under consideration changing this temporary situation and extending an open invitation that may lead to a congratulations, but for now, that's not an equation. Let's not get this confused or misconstrued. You knew what this was. You know how we do. So unless you want less visitation, I suggest you stick to the original terms of our contract with no violations before you get put on good day. Probation.
All right.
Yeah. That was a little drippy. That was drippy.
I still love the story, though.
So,
that was fire. All right,
so I know. Essentially two steps. Takes people to the astral plane, but this shit was slippery and drippy. It was dripping.
Dripping. It was pouring.
Yeah.
I had to let my locks down for that one. Dang.
I didn't almost sit off the sofa.
Shout out to Ascari for coming through. He was like, do I call in? I was like, call in. And he just came here and just two step, drip, astral plane. He threw it all. He's like, all right. Oh yeah, I got it. I'm gonna call Ascari. I'm the nickname, the kitchen sink. Everything in the kitchen sink. Just throw the whole fucking kitchen sink.
Oh my god.
Throw the whole kitchen sink.
Oh,
came
works.
In here. All right, Ascari. All right, my dude, dripping, brilliantly filled, brilliantly. The Dalyasan missing Miyagi line be killing me. All right, here's what we're gonna do. Right, I'm gonna do a piece. Right, that's consisted of the prompts that I got from Her Story True. It is a school night, and I can't fool around with it because I can't fool around with it. Not, you got to get out of here early, and I know, you know, everything else is happening, so we're going to rock out. I'm going to do a piece, and I'm going to give it over to Her Story True, and then we're going to close it out and make it all happen. Shout out to our illustrious CEO, Big Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who's here, who's listening. He's on the plantation probably because he ain't press one. So whenever he ain't press one, he can't get into a closet and do his pieces. He can't get into it. You be like, yeah, nah, I can't get away and do these pieces and whatnot. But we know he's here. This is a For Real Entertainment Network here at Epiphany Radio Universe. This is Fly Speak, Peach Open Mic. All right, so Her Story True, I'm going to do this based on the prompts that you gave me. All right? Can you hear me? Her story?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I combined the two prompts. Now I put the music thing in here and fooled around with it. So we just gonna get it going. Just tell me if it's too loud. All right. Y'all can hear that, right?
Yeah. Yep, I can hear it.
All right. I just want to make sure I got to run that back real quick. I'm just checking the volume. All right, here we go. Never tell me that you love me without it being based in fact. I've had too many crashes with flashes in the pan to devote my time and attention. And did I mention that I gave up all my hoes for you, all my grows for you? I gave up all for you, hoping to see through this potential, but you didn't come through. I became an object of possession, limited sessions of sex, emotional layers of Ghana hex. You laid still and chose not to walk with me. Never tell me you're trying. The lying of your tears tells me that they are merely a tool, a spool of thread to see my heart to a situation that feels like the walking dead, and I was hoping for a resurrection of affection because you pimped off in another direction. You wouldn't tell me that intimacy, expectations, trap selfishness, moving into fear instead of confidence, enter into action timidly, sepia instead of the vivid photography, the second marred by greed and disbelief, heart asking for relief. Hard to love when you picked up the hard to love and learned the tools well. egotistical and head swell, the whisper that yells, that proclaims, love me while I mostly maim you and yet you're fading. Dusk, the sun setting over Gotham, the waning light piercing the darkness of my living room. Am I sitting in darkness? Am I to be the boon of my action, seeking self-satisfaction, responding to a reaction to the emotional intelligence that I was lacking? Please, someone, just love me. Love me for all the things I cannot be. Pour into me. I am so empty. And hear the echo and refuse to let go. The past mistakes which creates more heartbreak. Contemplate and placate how this fool and stupidity mate. Walking around on two legs, fragile like eggs, I yolk to folks an omelet, and I'ma let you slide because you are the poison that I begged for. Was your touch, not in a sexual way, but it was the way that you destroyed me when you left, how you can calm me from a full-on raging to feel safe, and now a hug could erase the greatest mistakes, how the simple holding of hands could eliminate grief, settle beef, make beauty in the hell of these ghetto-ass streets, I wondered. How you made art of everything, painted my gaze with the love that you gave, felt me beating my heart from you tricking me, how you took me to a river where I watched waves and ripples, sunlight reflecting in our intimacy so simple, you were gone. My error and the pieces broken, no love spoken, the subtraction of intimacy in your touch is the only action. Missing you is the hemlock I wish I could drink.
Home.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, you do that to us every time.
Yes.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Lord have mercy. Yo, that was nice. Hello,
yes.
Becky.
I'll be fooling around. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Throw some hand claps for myself.
A little bit. Yeah, okay. A little
yeah,
bit.
Okay.
All right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Her Story True for the writing prompts.
Yes, I remember that day.
You was like, you be writing, huh? I was like, yeah. A little bit. I was in a mood too. I was on some middle finger to my ex-wife type stuff. It was like crazy. And the funny thing was, it was a flashback. I haven't talked to her in I don't even say how long. I avoid her like the plague. I'm like, yeah, I'm not talking to you. But they would be like, how come you don't want to talk to me at my mom's house? No. You call me when you leave that house. You don't call me while you're there. I don't hear your mama's voice. You don't need to hear my voice. We good. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Kiss her husband. Please piss my daughter off with that. I'm like, I don't have nothing to say. Tell her go kiss her husband.
Ooh.
No, you don't.
Don't go kiss husband. Talk to me. Yeah, nothing to say to you. But you stay where you're at. No, thank you, ma'am. No, all right. My daughter gonna click the link one day. She's going, Dad, really, Dad? No, that's
really. Oh God. Oh, your kids parent you too. My kids do that to me too.
Oh man, listen, my kids. Okay, listen, they all be cutting up. The Fluffians be cutting up. They be cutting up. They don't care. Like they'll be anywhere. They were like, we're the only ones uniquely qualified to talk about our dad. We came from him, so we'll talk bad about him. They don't let nobody else do it. They won't let nobody else do it though.
They better
like,
not.
They be like, no. My son be like, don't talk about my father. I was like, I'll bench press you. Leave me alone.
Yo.
All right, let me stop fooling around.
Oh, God.
I know Scar. Scar's like, yo, this is the podcast? He'd be like, this is what y'all be doing on the podcast? Yes, Scar, we fool around
hard, heavy. You got to understand, we goof off. You should come to War Council. We goof off even more over there. No, well, not really. We try.
Yes,
we just
yes.
be serious with the topic. Be serious with the topic. Anyway, because the next one's going to be a doozy. Show me the cat facts. All right, back. I'm sorry. Show me the cat facts. Show me the dick facts. Show me them. I need to know. How much mileage do you have on your body part?
Crazy.
All right.
You crazy.
Oh, God. I'll be crazy.
everybody already knows me. They're going to be like, yo, that show is going to be crazy. I'm like, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, we will. It'll be crazy. Anyway, her story true. We're going to close out with you. We're going to rock out. What you got for us?
Okay. So, let's see. Am I going to make it drip? Or some self-discovery. What y'all want to hear? Y'all want to hear the drip? You know what? I'm going to go with this one. So this is called recovery.
All right.
These lines are the verses for the ink I bleed. It bursts the words that now paint the Van Gogh of my misery. Afraid to just open my mouth and speak, to remove the veil unveiling conflicting theories of my identity. Each battling to become conscious or remain unconscious parts of me. Performing cardiac surgery, suturing my heart, ensuring that no one will be permitted to visualize what's inside. No one can get close enough to diagnose my barriers and boundaries. My pain protects me. Or at least that's what I want you to think. Tell me, are you convinced? Do I allow it to die so that I can live, so that I could just breathe? Do I want the uncertainties it will present? Addicting to hiding all the parts of me that are vulnerable, weak. Addicted to lying my soul bare on these pages. Addicted to the silence. The silence and the noise, the emotional torment, and the infatuation of fairy tale endings and harsh words. The just shut the fuck up. The Lord, please help me. See, you see, these stanzas don't speak until I lay prostrate before this pad with pen in hand. They are my sanctuary. I, the high priestess, these are my prayers, my confessions created with beautiful beginnings and my unconscious consciously. They will never violate my temple. They refuse to take advantage of my gifts. They refuse to seek and destroy. They pour into me. Yes, these are my addictions. Actively addicting. My addictions, traces of the many faces I face, subjective and objective truths. My nouns, verbs, and pronouns at my disposal become these words, sanctioned space for me to become exposed and naked. I am married to their melody, serenaded by their sympathy. They are my warriors, protecting me from the affliction of my enemies, covering me intimately. They are my foreplay, making love to parts of me that I cannot see. They soothe and cuddle me, caressing my wounds. I hide as I cry, addicted to these phrases. Terms used to define my experience, these lines, my covenant, my prayers, my thoughts, my fears. My addiction allows me to indulge, allowing me to take in and release. I am my addiction. I am the metaphors and similes. I am my addiction. My addiction is my addiction. And the only addiction I ever knew. Poem.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh. Listen. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all just had such good, like, the energy was just right. This is right. Feels like a warm hug. I'll take it. So it does. It feels like a warm hug. So, we're going to close out because it is a school night, like, literally.
And I'd like to thank our features for coming through to Epiphany Radio Universe Presents, the Flash Speak Open Mic, number 10. We heard incredible poetry from Her Story True and Mina Holliday. Her Story True, any parting words you'd like to give to our listeners and everybody who's with us?
Oh, man, this was beautiful. It was so nice to hear everybody's art. Everybody put their heart into these words, you know, and the only thing I can say is continue to write, continue to share. You know, my slogan for my my business is share, write, live. You know, live that. Write it. Share it. Don't be selfish.
All right. And definitely. And if you want to bless her, her Cash App is $HerStoryTrue. Her website is www.righttolive.com. live.net. All right. Her book is up on Amazon, but if you cash out for the money, she will sign your book and send it to you directly. I think that's a better way. Pay the artist first and work it out and do everything else.
Absolutely
amazing poem. The playback for this should be ready on Spreaker probably in 15, 20 minutes. I'll post it at some point tonight. We want to thank everybody who came through in the open mic. Miss Angel Kim, the voice, Chemistry Williams, I see you. The Pearl La Negra, Lisa Lips, Shining Poet, Just Blaze, or Long, I mean Blaze. I said Just Blaze. I can't believe I said that. Zuina, Lady A, Ascari, who came through here, murdered everything moving. We're going to shout out to Rain. We see you. We know you're up on here. D, we checking you out. Shout out to Zanice, essentially Zanice being here on the check-in. And, of course, our illustrious CEO, Larry Monix, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. This is the For Real Entertainment Network sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? So with everything else that's happening, thank y'all for coming. I thank you for this incredible blessing of your time, your energy, your efforts, and this amazing poetry that y'all pull forth. Y'all put y'all foot in it. You threw bows. You super fly snickered it. You slammed people. I scurried through everything but the kitchen sink. I came in here dripping. What you want? And everything else is going on. I believe next week we are doing the run back of funk for the Honey Drippers. So that's going to be funky. That's going to be fun. We're going to come here and goof off, and we're going to come here and we're going to drip just a little bit. So make sure that you bring your towels. Make sure you get your roller skates or anything that you need to be on slippery floors. It's going to be bad. No. It's going to be terrible. Yes. Man, we're going to have to get Shining Poet just come through here, too, because she's been dripping lately. I done heard a couple pieces. I was like, ooh, you nasty. You know what I'm talking about. You know that piece I was talking about. I was like, well, what kind of piece is this? When she start doing this? Let me stop. Anyway, thank y'all for coming. Be safe. Be cool. Care for each other, love for each other. Let me just repeat what Her Story True said, you know, write, share, live. Let's all do that. Thank y'all for coming.
Yeah.
God bless y'all. Be a blessing to whoever you see. Always be kind. Good night.
Peace.
Good night.
Peace. Good night.
Thank you.